Good morning, everyone. Okay, so we already heard a lot about the Sermon on the Mount. It's Jesus' most famous teaching. So how much do you remember? Jesus actually addressed a lot of very practical issues. For example, love your enemy, anger, money, worry, divorce. So, 我们已经关于登山宝训讲了很多的话题，比如愤怒、金钱、婚姻、离婚，包括忧虑。So today, we are going to focus on very important issue, which is judging others. This isn't just a discussion. So today I want to invite everybody to lean in and listen to Jesus, what he is going to teach you. And because the judging others is a very incredibly important. Today's message is from Matthew 7:1-6. Matthew 7:1, do not judge, or you too will be judged. 马太福音七章一节说，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. 因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。Why do you look at the specks of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? 为什么看见你弟兄眼中的刺，却不想你自己眼中有梁木呢？How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? 你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？ You hypocrites. First, take the plank out of your own eye,And then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. 你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看清楚。去掉你眼中，你弟兄眼中的刺。Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them.Under their feet, and turn and tear you to pieces. 不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。Do not judge. The church, or more specifically, the people in the church, often has a reputation.For being judgmental. Do you agree? This reputation is not a good one.
我们知道教会是，具体的说是教会的人，通常被认为是喜欢论断人的，这个声誉并不好。
If there's anything church should be known for, it should beHow well you love others, not judge others. But unfortunately, many people outside of the church, even some within the church, view us, you, as judgmental rather than loving others.
但是不幸的是 教会的许多人，教会外的许多人看我们是爱论断人的，不是爱人的。
So here's the study done by Barner Research Group. 87% of millennials who don't go to church say they see Christian as judgmental. And 85% see Christians as hypocritical.
根据巴纳研究中心的统计，87%不去教会的千禧一代认为基督徒是论断他人的。80%人的人，他们不去教会的原因是因为基督徒是假冒伪善的。
These stats are very, very staggering. I don't know to you or, but when I do research for that, I thought the number will be big, but I didn't know will be so high. The percentage is 87% is judgmental. 85% they view us as hypocritical. So,These statistics reflect a narrative that we must address here.
这些数据非常令人震惊，反映了我们必须解决的问题。
So as a church, we have a reputation for being judgmental. As a human being, by nature, we are judgmental. Our flesh,likes to make judgments.
我们天生就是喜欢论断人的。我们的肉体，我们的血气，喜欢做出论断。
So today, I'm going to move through those verses in order, and then I will share with every one of you four very practical applications to make us knowby our love and seen as safe and loving people.
所以今天我将会按照顺序来解读这些经文，然后我会告诉大家，分享给大家四个非常常用的，我们如何能够将耶稣的教导用在我们的生活当中。
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you.Thank you for your word. Jesus, thank you for your teaching. You're teaching us so well. I pray, Holy Spirit, to come right now. Come being with us to open our heart to truly understand you. Open our ear, then we can hear. Open our eyes, then we can really see.Lord, touch our heart. We welcome you here, and we pray this whole sermon, the whole sharing will be a pleasing offering to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We judge all the time, whether you are a follower of Jesus Christ,or not, we all make judgment calls daily. We judge between right and wrong, good and evil, helpful and hurtful. 无论你是否耶稣的跟随者，我们每天都在做出论断。我们在判断什么是正确的，什么是错误的，善与恶，有益和有害。
Matthew 7:10 said, Do not judge, or you will be judged.
但是马太福音七章一节却说，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use,
It will be measured to you. 因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器给人，也必用什么量器给你们。So, what does do not judge really mean? This is one of the most quoted and often misunderstood verses in the Bible. 这是一段最被频繁引用，但是常常被误解的一段经文。Many people use it out of context to either excuse their own sin or to avoid conflicting sin in others. 许多人将其断章取义，或者用来为自己的罪行找借口，或者来避免面对别人的罪行。I believe everyone hears someone say, do not judge. Okay? Do not judge. Leave me alone. Okay? I believe you heard every day, right? Do not judge, okay? Leave me alone. So this is how scenario one. Excuse me, okay? Excuse my own sin. What's the second scenario?Okay, I clearly see something wrong with that person. But you know what? Do not judge. I'm not supposed to point it out. That's the second scenario. 我们常常会用到在日常的生活中，我们听到人说，哎，不要论断我，不要来管我。另外一种是说，我看到他有什么不对，但是我不能论断啊，所以我不能指出来他的问题。That's how I say this is most quoted, but always often misunderstood verses in the Bible. Jesus isn't saying that we should never judge. Instead,He's teaching us about the nature of judgment. 耶稣在这里并不是说我们一概的不应该来做论断、判断，而是在教导我们什么是论断的本质。So let's look at what's the nature of judge. The Greek words for judge is krino, which means try.Condemn or punish. It implies a harsh, condemning judgment without any love or a desire for a restoration. So that's the definition Jesus is using applied to this verse. 所以论断在希腊文当中是Krino 的意思，它的意思是说审判、定罪、惩罚，它暗示着一种没有任何的爱，没有任何的这个恢复的一种严厉的判决。So this kind of judgment is what Jesus is condemning. He is correcting the judgmental attitude that is prevalent among the Pharisees, but I will say it is still among all of us. This is still here. 所以耶稣所说的、所谴责的论断，就是指这种普遍存在在法利赛人当中的一种论断的态度。这种态度也常常或者现在就存在在我们的当中。So, do not judge means do not be critic. We should assess people critically, but not be a critic. 我们应当批判性的评估别人，但是不应该成为批评家。Here, I don't know if you noticed that I use the word assess.
I didn't use judge. We should assess people critically. It is very interesting to think the difference between judging and assessing somebody. Although both words involve thinking critically about the individual's behavior and discerning the truth about that person.
当我们在思考这两个词的区别的时候，这两个词，一个是评估，一个是论断，都涉及到对某一个个人行为的一种批判性的思考和对他真相的一个辨别。
But an assessment is done respectfully. Assessment is with respect.And there is an objectivity and a neutrality to assess people. There's an attitude of no bias, no preconceptions. When we judge, we don't care. We don't care about respecting that person. Okay, we don't care about understanding the situations, and we don't care.Anything behind that. Okay? So there is a personal, a mean quality into it. And when you judge, you will have a sense of superiority over people. But when you're assessing other people brings you no sense of superiority over them. And when you judge people, it's usually so quick, so biased, and that it leads to totally misunderstanding people.
所以当我们在想这个区别的时候，我们知道当你论断一个人的时候，你的内心有一种优越感。但是当你评估他的时候，你更多的是客观的、中性的来看待这件事情，所以这是有很大的区别的。
A critic is negative, destructive, and enjoys finding others' failings. And I will show an image to you when you try to find and remove the specks ofSawdust in other people's eyes. Do you have experience of that? I do. I have to open other people's eyes and try to look into it because the sawdust is so small, right? So this is how you, if you try to find other people, see other people's speck of sawdust and try to remove it.You have to looking into it, try to find it. That's a critic is negative and destructive and enjoys finding others' failings.
所以批评家是负面的，破坏性的，喜欢发现他人的错误。
You see, here's enjoyment here. You enjoy finding others' faults. You enjoy to seepeople making mistakes, okay? That's the judgmental if you be a critic. Jesus calls us to be generous and merciful in our judgments, not unjustly critical.
所以耶稣呼吁我们在论在评判的时候要慷慨，要仁慈。而不是不公正的来一味的批判。
Why? Why we have to be merciful and generous? Because you will be judged in the same way you judge others. Judging others, I said, will give you a sense of superiority.Right? You feel better than them when you judge other people. But the very same judgmental attitude and habit of mind once it turns against yourself. Can you imagine that? You will give you a sense of inferiority. You will feel so bad. You don't need to tell people. You are condemning yourself. I did it to myself. Because I lost. I used the same measurement I normally will judging others. I apply to myself. When it's pointed to myself, I feel so hurtful. I feel fearful. I feel shamed. So Jesus calls us to use the measure of his mercy, of his forgiveness, of his love, instead of our own standard, our own double standards. 所以耶稣这里告诉我们，要用他的怜悯、他的仁慈、他的饶恕去看待别人，去判断别人，而不是用我们自己的标准，因为我们的自己的标准也会被用在我们自己的身上。到那个时候，我们就会觉得我们无法接受。 因为我们会害怕，我们会觉得羞愧，所以这个是耶稣说的，为什么要用慷慨和仁慈来对待人。Let's read Matthew 7, 3 to 5. Why do you look at the specks of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? 为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？ How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? 你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？ You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes. 你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。Okay, so did you see? Okay, this is how speck of sawdust versus plank. 大家看到了吗? 这是一个是眼中的刺, okay? 一个是眼中的梁木. So you will see how small is the sawdust, speck of sawdust, right? This person has to open the eyes in order to see if there's anyone there. And look at the plank. So huge, you will not miss it. Guess what? We always miss it. 你大家看到了吗？这个两个的区别，梁木和那个小小的一个刺。So the image vividly illustrates Jesus' teaching about focusing on the speck of sawdust in someone's eyes while ignoring the planks in your own eye. 这个图像生动地描述了耶稣关于专注于别人眼中的刺，却忽略了自己眼中梁木的教导。 I hope everyone will remember this image. So this illustration teaches us to first examine ourselves before judging others. 所以这个比喻教导我们在论断他人之前，先要审视自己。
We often exaggerate the faults of others and minimize our own. Ignorance about ourselves leads to arrogance towards others.
我们往往会夸大他人的错误，缩小自己的错误，对自己的无知会导致对他人的傲慢。
So Jesus is here is not telling us to ignore others' sins, but to help one another after we have examined ourselves.
We owe it to each other as members of the body of Christ to help each other stay on track. This may be the most loving thing we can do for someone.
所以作为基督身体的一个成员，我们彼此的帮助来让我们回到正轨里面，这可能是我们能为彼此所做的最有爱心的一件事情。
So, do not judge. We come back. Do not judge. It's neither an excuse to their own sin, nor try to avoid confronting sins in others. Jesus highlights the absurdity and hypocrisy of judging others for minor faults, while we have much larger issues to address in ourselves. So before we criticize others, we must first confront and resolve our own shortcomings.
所以耶稣在这里，他并不是教导我们说不要论断，就是简单的不要去避免对他人罪行的指出，或者说是为自己的罪行找借口。他是告诉我们，在指责他人之前，我们必须先解决和面对自己的不足。我们必须先看到自己存在更大的问题。
So now let's go to Matthew 7:6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
So this is a very hard verse to understand, but it generally means that we should be very wise in how we share the sacred things. So some scholars believe it refers to persistently offering the gospels to those who reject and deny and refuse persistently.
所以这个是一个非常难理解的经文，但大意是我们应该在分享我们福音的时候，我们要有智慧。我们不要传给不断的或者持续的传给那些顽固拒绝的人。
Okay, so now, how to apply Jesus' teaching, do not judge, to our daily life? You know, this is a conflicting. Our tendency is always judging. And Jesus said, do not judge. So, how? What? You know, our mind is not just our behavior. Maybe we can stop something, but our mind is still judging. How can we do that? So here I share 4 very practical applications you can apply to the mind process. First, clear your eyes. Second, measure generously and mercifully.
Third, exercise discernment. Four, remember who holds the gavel.
所以我们有四个非常就是日常可以实用的一个方式。第一个，要清除我们自己眼中的梁木。第二个，用慷慨和怜悯的心去衡量。第三，是谨慎辨识。第四，牢记最终的审判者。
So let's look at it. The first one, clear your eyes. By praying, self-reflecting, and reading the scriptures, we can clear our minds and hearts, enabling us to see others more clearly and fairly.
所以第一个，如何清除我们眼中的梁木呢？通过祷告、致醒、阅读圣经，来更清理我们里面的思想和心灵，这样我们才能更加清晰、更加公正地来看待他人。
So before we judge others, we must first clear the plank. Do you remember the big one? The plank from our own eye. Okay, clear your eyes. So this self-examination helps us to remove our own flaws and allow us to approach others' shortcomings with humility and compassion.
这种自我反思不仅有助于我们清理个人的一个缺点，还能让我们以谦卑和同情心来对待他人的过失。
So the second point is,The measure we use to judge others will be used to judge us. Therefore, when we assess others, we should do so with generosity and mercy.
耶稣提醒我们，用怎样的尺度去量别人，我们也会被同样的尺度来衡量。因此，在评判他人的时候，我们应该用慷慨和怜悯的心态去衡量。
When we say measure generously and mercifully, we need to look into our motivation. Our motivation should be to help, not to harm. To build up, not to tear down. By treating others' faults and weaknessWith generosity and mercy, we not only can live or become more like Jesus or Jesus-like, but also we will promote and the restoration and the growth of our relationships.
所以当我们的动机是帮助而不是伤害，建立而不是摧毁，慷慨和怜悯的态度去对待他人的时候，它不仅让我们能够活得更像耶稣基督，而且能够促进我们跟人关系的修复和发展。
So the third one, exercise discernment. Seek deeper understanding of the facts and pray for the guidance of Holy Spirit.
深入了解的事实，并且通过祷告来寻求圣灵的引导。
When we judge others, we need to exercise our wisdom and discernment. Judgment is not very simple. Have you ever seen a judge sitting at the court?I believe, right? Not only maybe in the movie or the TV. So what judge is doing is he needs to find out all the facts. So the defendants and the plaintiff, they all submit the facts, right? And need a cross-exam. Not only the facts on the surface, they need a cross-exam
and present and witness, and then the judge will get a conclusion. So judgment is not a simple task. It requires us to have a clear understanding of the situation and not to be deceived by appearance.
所以我们判断不是一个简单的事情。 它要求我们对情况有清晰的理解, 并且不被表面的现象所迷惑。
So Jesus teaches us to be cautious, not to jump into the conclusion immediately, but to seek deeper understanding of the facts and pray for the guidance of Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣要教导我们要小心, 不要轻易的下结论, 而是要深入的来了解事实, 并且通过祷告来寻求圣灵的帮助。
So understand whether our judgment is motivated by love and the good of others.
当我们运用我们的分辨力的时候, 我们要去理解
When we exercise discernment, we should ask ourselves if our judgment is motivated by love or seeking for the benefits or the good of others. The opposite is what? The judgment is just simply for the sense of your own enjoyment. Because you feel good. When you judge others, you feel superiority over other people. You feel good. So the motivation behind your judge is very important. You always look into your heart, ask yourself, what is your motivation? Is that purely for love or for the benefit of others?
The fourth is the last point. Remember who holds the gavel.
Everybody know what is gavel, right? The gavel. Bang! That's how judge use it.
所以最后一点就是牢记最终的审判者谁拥有这个判决时候的这个铁锤法庭里用的铁锤。
The true judgment belongs to God. The final judge is God. We must remember that while we can assess or advise others, the final judge is God. No matter how wise you are, how good you are, yes, God gave you the privilege to advise others. Remember, the final judge is God, is only God. Keeping this in mind helps us remain humble, recognizing that we too are sinners. We are sinned. We are still have a lot of faults. Maybe our eyes still have big planks. We didn't see. Okay, so this reminds us one day we will stand before God's judgment seat. We will, everybody, every one of you, you willing or you unwilling, you will. So the final judge is God. The understanding should lead us to approach others with humility and reverence. avoiding unjust or overly harsh critics.
所以我们要记住，最终的审判官是神，审判者只有上帝。当我们认识到这一点，牢记这一点的时候，我们就会谦卑，我们就会知道，不断地提醒自己，我们也是一个罪人，我们也是有缺陷的。我们终有一天也会站在神的面前，站在最终的审判官的面前来交账。只有认识到这一点，牢记这一点，我们才能以谦卑敬畏的心来对待别人，不以免一切不公正的过度的判断。
So now is a very interesting picture. I want everybody pay attention on this picture. What do you see?What do you see?
你看到什么
？Homeless. Okay. So what do you see? It's a very simple question. So just pretend you walking at night. All of a sudden, see somebody sleeping.Under the bridge. Oh, someone in need. Okay, very good. It's a very good answer in church. But, okay, what do you see? I tell you what I see. I see a homeless. I see a loser. I see a criminal. I see a drug addictor. I see a alcoholic. Why? I think a lot of people going through this mind. When this morning I talked to my husband, I asked him, what do you see? He said, oh, this person. Oh, I feel bad for him. He may be addicted to drug. That's why he has to sleep here.He's an alcoholic. Okay? Yeah. So what do you feel? And, when you walk through him, what do you feel? Scary? I will. Will you keep distance? Yes.Walk around him? Yes, probably, right? Okay, so here, what do you see in this one? What does it say on this board? Very good. Once I was like you. So,What does this statement reveal about the person who wrote it? Very good. He's telling you, I was not like that at the beginning. I was not born as a homeless, okay?I was like you. You live in a mansion, I was. You live in an apartment, I was. I was like you. I once was like you. So now what do you feel? Does it remind you something? Does it remind you something?Okay, next one. What emotions do you feel when you look into this person's eyes? Look into this person's eyes. What's in your mind? What do you see? I didn't hear many say. What do you see? What else? What do you see? Helpless. I tell you Chris's answer. He said, he see anger. Okay, so it's good. People see different. I see myself. I cannot confront his eyes. I was so afraid because I feel being judged. Because from his eyes, I see my plank in my heart. I see myself, no true love. I see myself, no mercy. I see myself, hypocrite. I see myself, pride. I see myself as me and him. I don't connect myself to this person. A beautiful stranger gives him a loaf of bread. Because he needs it as a food. She gently touching his face. Because he needs it as a person. As a person to be respected. So we just talk about it, the four very practical applications you can use to change your whole process of judgmental attitude. Clear your own eyes, measure generously, mercifully, exercise discernment, remember who holds the gavel. Okay, I want everyone to go back to the first page, the first picture. So use this to rethink, reprocess your mind. So clear your eyes in this situation. We should set aside any preconceived, any pre-assumed notions we may have about homelessness. Our judgmental pre-assumptions and approach this situation with open-minded. So what does it mean to see this person as a human being? With a story rather than just a simple problem. How can we shift our perspective from judgment to compassion when we encountering someone in this situation? So let's use the measure generously and mercifully. Let's try to offer the same measure of mercy and forgiveness we desire. We desire so much for ourselves, right? When we see the homeless person, we should consider how we would want to be treated
If we were in their situation, once I was like you. No, he is like you now. In the eyes of God, he is like you. Seek deeper understanding, pray for wisdom, and act with love. Let his eyes invite us to connect with another human being on a deeper level, to see someone as a fellow human being, worthy of dignity and respect. Pray for him. Bless him. Not go away and avoiding him. Remember who holds the gavel. This reminds us to consider a much bigger, much more eternal pictures. Always remember, the hands of this angel is God's hands, is God's love. Touch this person. God wants to use every one of you to touch anybody around you. This is not accident when you meet him. It's not accident. Judging drives people away from God, while loving draws people closer to God. So Jesus teaches us to judge rightly, with mercy and love, not harshly or critically. Let's commit to being a church known for our love, understanding, and compassion towards others.
耶稣教导我们，我们要以怜悯和爱心，而不是严厉的批判来论断，让我们致力于成为以爱、理解和同情心著称的一个教会。So
let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We come to you with humble heart, and we confess to you so many times. We judge without mercy, without compassion, and with our love. Lord, forgive us. And Lord, we know you want to use us as a loving vessel. Lord, you want to use us to love others. So many times you provide the opportunities we can love, but we can't. We just use our... We hurt people with our judgment. Lord, please change us and clear our own eyes and use your mercy as our measurement. From now on, we will remember you, only you, are the judge. Lord, use us for every day of our life to glorify you and let people can see your love and mercy, Lord. Give us your grace and let us to be like you, Lord. May our actions and words be a testament to your love and leading others to your truth, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. 主啊，我们感谢你，主。有多少时候，主啊，我们面对身边的人，我们不是用爱，我们是用论断，我们不是去爱他们，我们是伤害了他们。主啊，求你饶恕我们，让我们里面心思意念来改变，来兴起我们，复兴我们，知道主啊，你要用你的怜悯和同情心来对待这个世界的每一个人，主啊，以至于他们可以看到你的荣耀，主啊，愿意来认识你。主，请使用我们在每一天的生活当中，主啊，让我们用我们的言行成为你美好的见证。祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。